Hello, everybody, and welcome to our new series on Tzniyus. I'm actually very excited to launch this series, and with trepidation, I approach this topic because I think that this is a topic where there are a lot of misconceptions, and it's actually even just perceiving Tzniyus as a midah, and not just as a mode of behavior and a bunch of rules, is already something which is new for many people, specifically the younger generation. And I think that us as adults, learning about this topic is both to inspire ourselves to have a wider connection to this midah, but also in terms of knowing how to educate other people, our children, as to a healthy attitude and an inspired approach towards Tzniyus. And that's what we're going to try to accomplish here. Okay, I think that one of the misconceptions is that people define Tzniyus in a very narrow way as being related to dress only or to externals only. And really, this happens to be a midah, which is one of the widest multidimensional midos, has many, many different types of applications, as we're going to learn. Some of them you'll be surprised to hear what is included under this umbrella midah called Tzniyus. And we're going to try to develop an approach where we're going to deal with the many different dimensions that exist in this midah. Okay, so let's start. And I would like to pick a very specific aspect to deal with today. One of the main misconceptions that exists regarding this midah of Tzniyus is that many people feel that it's only for women. and the real truth is that there's two main sources that the Torah really only talks twice about the concept of Tzniyus, and one of them is the pasuk in Micha, which we're going to deal with today, Micha Perek Vav, and the other one is the pasuk in Mishlei, which we're going to deal with future in the Vad. I'll just make reference. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Bazadon yavo kalon ve'es tznuim chachma." The pasuk is talking about the relationship between Tzniyus and chachma, and the pasuk in Micha that we're going to deal with today is the pasuk says, "He gidlecha." Adam, ma tov, uma Hashem doresh mimcha. The Hashem is telling you what is good, and what Hashem wants from you. And Hashem wants three things from you: ki'im, asos mishpat, avat chesed, batnei lachazim elokecha. That Hashem is really asking you for three things. Now, the Gemara in Makos, Chaf Gimel, Amud Beis, the Gemara says something very, very interesting about this pasuk in Micha. Micha is basically telling you Hashem only really wants three things from you. He wants you to do mishpat, he wants you to do chesed, and he wants you to have tzniut, tzniut lachadim elokecha. And what the Gemara in Makos does is it talks about the fact that the Torah was really given to us in the form of 613 mitzvot. Really in the form of 613 mitzvot, and there was a certain kind of a process of condensing taryag mitzvot, meaning it's very hard to walk around with 613 concepts in your head. And therefore, the Torah says that different Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613 mitzvot, but the Gemara says, Ba David v'midan al 11. David took the 613 and he condensed them into 11. Then Yeshayahu came, and he condensed it further into six. And then came Micha and condensed it into the three, and this is the pasuk that we're talking about. And finally, Chavakuk comes, and he puts the whole Torah, 613 mitzvot, on one principle, Tzadik be'eman zo yichyeh, emuna. But for the purpose of our Vad of Tzniyus, we want to look at the fact that Micha is taking 613 mitzvot and he's condensing them into three, if you want to call it, power principles, that if you get these principles, you kind of have the whole Torah. At some point, we might go more into what the first two are, which are mishpat, which is about being honest, and chesed, which is about, obviously, you know, doing for other people and giving. But the third one that Micha is talking about is Hatznei Lechatim Elokecha, to walk modestly with Hashem. Now here we have two changes, two kind of twists on the misconceptions that exist. First of all, if you notice, the Pasuk in Mishlei and the Pasuk in Micha are both what we call gender neutral, meaning that they are not about women. They're about women and men. And second of all, if Micha is telling us that the entire Torah is condensed for men and women into three principles, and one of them is tznius, this is obviously something very, very wide, much more than how I dress. It includes how I dress, of course, but this is going to be a very, very wide midah called atznei lechatim elokecha tznius, and we're going to have to understand what that midah is. So it makes us a little bit curious as to understand what is the definition of this principle that is one of the three main pillars, according to Micha, as the Gemara in Makos brings down. Okay, so here I'm going to turn, later on in this vod, we're going to go into what the Maharal, how the Maharal explains this. But I want to, just for the purpose of this introductory class, to give you like a synopsis of something that we're going to deal with more in depth later. So Rav Chaim Frielander, the Sifrei Chaim, gives us a definition of what is this wide-reaching definition of this concept called tznius, this midah that is so all-encompassing. So he says something fascinating. He says, tznius perusho liyot pnimi ulasot et kol ha'masim rak al tzad haruchniot mibli la'arev kol hargasha ishit. Okay, I have to explain to you. He says the definition of this thing called tznius is it's about being pnimi, perusho liot pnimi, to be internal. Lasot et kol ha'masim outside haruchniot, to do things for spiritual reasons. Mibli la'arev kol hargasha ishit ligashmit, without mixing your ego and your biases and your physicality into the things that you're doing. Now, this is so wide, and we're going to have to deal with this. But he also defines what a lack of tznius is. Choser tznius, perusha hanhaga chomrit umigushemet. A lack of tznius means a behavior that's very, very external, very, very material, very physical. Asiya altsad sheifa ishit v'chitzonit. It's being motivated by your ego and externality in the things that you do. If we have to put this into a working definition for us, tznius means doing things for Hashem. That's really what it means. And it means weeding out ulterior motives, building depth of our personality, and thinking beyond myself, beyond my ego. What the Sifrei Chaim is trying to tell us is that Hatznei Alechazim Elokecha means that I have to be in a relationship with Hashem, even when I'm surrounded by people. I'm thinking spiritually. I'm thinking deeply. I am aware of my ego. I'm aware of my biases. And I'm trying to weed out ulterior motives in what I do. It's so common for us that when we're in a situation, even when we're doing a mitzvah, we might be thinking, what's in it for me? Or what impression am I making? Or is this good for my resume? Or is this good for my kid shidduchim? Or whatever it is that we're thinking. Or do I look really great? And this midah of tznius is about saying, forget about me. It's not all about me. And that's what tznius really means in a very, very wide range. And this, because it's all-encompassing, it's going to affect many things. It's going to affect the way I do mitzvos, why I do what I do. It's going to affect the way I learn things. You know, if I hear an idea, how does it affect me? We'll see soon, you know, not today, but we'll see how it affects the way we learn and the way we internalize. It affects the way I deal with my interests when I'm dealing with other people and how much my biases and my impressions and opinions are getting in the way. It affects the way I present myself, what kind of impression I'm trying to make on people. It affects the way I use all the gifts that Hashem gives me, because all the gifts can be used in a very externalized, ego-oriented way, or they could be used in a way that really, really builds spirituality, even if it's a physical asset that Hashem gave me, like beauty or money or success. They could all be used in a way that promotes internality, promotes spirituality, and it's not just about my ego and my image. Of course, this midah also includes how I dress and I present myself. But I'd like to say, and this is a principle that we're going to deal with again and again, tznius, of course, includes covering your body. But on the wider way that we just said presented in the Pasuk and Micha and the Gemara Makos, it's in the wider definition, it's more about covering my ego than covering my body. Covering my body is going to be a manifestation of my ego or you know, what I'm trying to do with my body. But really the mitzvah and all of its, the midah and all of its different things is really a lot about covering my ego. And that's like a wide definition. Okay, so when we're saying Hatznei Halacha Melokecha, we're really talking about something very interesting. You know, I like, I'm sorry, I have a cough right now, I'm very sorry. I like to quote Rav Uri Weissblum, who was a mashgiach in the Nachas Halevim Yeshiva today in Haifa, and he says that every kind of lower aspect of our personality has a sublimated place where we can put it. So one of the things that we have is that we're very, very image conscious. We're very aware of what impression we're making. And some people are tested by this more. Some people, Baruch Hashem, are not as tested by this. Some people are very, very, very image conscious. And he says, why did Hashem put in you the desire to impress people, or the desire or the awareness of what people are thinking of you? And the truth is, why is this? Because it's meant to be harnessed away from what are they thinking of me, and it's supposed to be directed towards what is he, capital H, thinking of me. In other words, the fact that we're so conscious, oh, you know, I'm walking around people and people think I'm smart, people think I'm pretty, people think I'm talented, people think my kids are great, whatever that is, it's really supposed to be not what impression am I making on them, but what impression am I making on Hashem. And that's the words, Hatznei Lechet Emelokecha. Walk modestly with Hashem. Even when you're in public, really you're walking with Hashem. And as you can see, this is something that could build so much depth in a person. Because, of course, we always say in davening, we say, V'nimtza chen v'secha tov, b'nei Elokim v'adam. A person wants to be motzei chen. He wants to be pleasant to people as well. It's not that a person should never care about anything. But in general, the problem is that we spend so much time worrying and thinking about impressions, and really it's supposed to be harnessed towards Hashem is in front of me, and I care what he thinks. And we're going to see this midah in many, many different manifestations, but that was the main point that I wanted to make today, was about that. Okay, I don't know how much to go into a topic which we're going to deal with later, but... Okay, I'm going to give a little example of, because we already dealt with the Pasuk in Micha, just to demonstrate a little bit of a practical application for what we've said today. The Gemara, in Sukkah Memtes, the Gemara says about this same Pasuk, Hatznei Lechet Emelokecha, the Gemara says, Zo hotza'at hamet v'achnasat kala. This is about... taking a person who is nifter, to a levaya, and about going to a wedding, meaning a levaya and a wedding. This is what the Gemara is referring to. Hachnasas kalul chuppah. And v'hud v'rim kal v'chomer. Ma d'vorim sh'darchan la'sotan v'farhesya amra ha'torah hatznei lechet. If things that we do publicly, like go to a funeral and go to a wedding, Hashem is telling you, walk modestly with me, then of course we have to be thinking of Hashem when we're in private and there's nobody around. Now, what's the symbolism that the Gemara is talking about? The Gemara is saying that, giving you an example of how you can walk modestly with Hashem and where. And the Gemara is telling you at a wedding and at a funeral. Now, it's very interesting because weddings and funerals are very, very public events. And a lot of people are around. I'm doing a mitzvah. Really, I'm either, you know, going to be make the kala happy, or I'm going to give my last respects to somebody who is nifter. And yet there are many, many people around. And the Gemara is telling you, this is where Hashem is telling you to be Hatznei Lechet Emelokecha. Now, some of you might have heard me. I like to give this example. But what happens when you go to a wedding? We go to a wedding, and often, if you listen to your self-talk at the wedding, you walk into a wedding, and one of the first things that you notice is, like, you look at your watch and you try to think if you're on time, if you're late, are you going to catch the kala before the bedekin, are you embarrassingly late, is there still any room to sit at any table, what stage are they at the wedding, should have left the house earlier, etc. Then we start noticing how people are dressed. And some people, like I said, are not, don't suffer from this, but others really do. And you start trying to figure out, am I overdressed for this occasion? Am I underdressed? Everybody's wearing black. I'm wearing purple. They're wearing heels. I'm wearing flats. Should have worn the other outfit. And we're kind of like evaluating how we look. You know, my shaytel isn't as nice as hers. I really should get a shaytel like that, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Then we, when it comes time for the dancing, so, you know, we all know that the kala, you know, pull certain people into the middle and certain people not, and certain people in the first dance and certain people in the second dance. And some people are very conscious of, when am I going to be called in? Should I push myself in? Should I be in? Should I not be in? Is she going to bring me in? Hey, she just brought her in. She barely knows her. And I've been her friend for 15 years. I should be the one brought in. And we're aware of, you know, what's going on in terms of that. Then, now, when it comes to dancing, some people, I definitely am guilty of this, not such good dancers and kind of aware of if they look as clumsy as they really are. Maybe I should have worn a longer dress. Nobody would see how clumsy I am. And should I do this dance? Maybe not. Whatever it would be. Okay. A little exaggerated. But what is the self-talk here? The self-talk is me, me, me. What impression am I making? Am I in time? Am I in? Am I overdressed? Am I late? Am I dancing well? Is it seen that I'm close to the kala? So I'm very aware of myself. I'm aware of myself, and I'm aware of the impression that I'm making. The Gemara is telling you, Hatzneh lecha d'melokecha, zohach nasos kala, meaning when you're at a wedding, think about Hashem. Don't think about yourself. It's not all about you. You came to do a mitzvah. You came to be mesameach the kala, and you're here for the kala and for Hashem. So all the self-talk about impressions and who I'm talking to and who I'm sitting with and all that, it all doesn't really matter. That's what tznius is. Tznius is taking the limelight away from you and remembering, what am I trying to accomplish here? There are many ways we can understand this Gemara, but that's one of the points that I wanted to bring out today. The narcissistic side of a person is very often aware of themselves and aware that they're, you know, think in a certain sense that they're in the limelight. You know, it's like we say to our little children when some flower they have fell off some, you know, some dress or, I don't know, something, and they say, oh, everybody in my class is going to laugh at me. That's what like a 6 or 7-year-old would say. And what do you say? You say, bubala. They're probably not going to even notice. And if they notice, they'll notice for 1 second, and then they're going to get busy with something else. People are not going to think all day about your flower from your dress. And in a certain sense, we're a little bit like that. We get self-conscious, and we kind of think, oh, I hope nobody noticed this, or nobody saw that, or I had the run in my stocking, whatever it was. So, of course, we want to make a nice impression. We can be motzei chen. That's normal. But when we kind of spend too much time in our mind obsessing about it, we're forgetting that we're not really in the limelight. And chaval to spend so much mental energy on thinking of what people are thinking of us. People came for the kala. And the only one who's really noticing my every little nuance, my every little move, is Hashem. And therefore, that energy has to be harnessed towards what is Hashem thinking. And I want to do this mitzvah properly. That's what tznius is really all about. So I just want to end with something a little bit funny. And by the way, this is true, ironically, this is true at a levaya as well. You come to a levaya to give your last respects to somebody, to the nifter, but you're also sometimes a little self-conscious. Did I come late? Am I overdressed? Am I, you know, again, they're wearing black, I'm wearing purple. You know, should I go closer to the family? Should I not? Should I say something to them? Should I not? You know, everybody's very emotional. Am I emotional? I don't know. Whatever it is that we think. Here, people are less likely, I find, to be in their own self-talk mode because, behold, it's a funeral. But the Gemara is telling you when you're doing public mitzvahs, like a wedding or a levaya, make sure that you're remembering that really you're walking alone with Hashem. And the Gemara says to you, it's a kal v'chomer. If you have to focus on walking alone with Hashem when you're at a wedding, then of course, when you're doing a mitzvah properly and nobody sees, of course you should be aware that Hashem's there then. And that's what tznius really is. You're walking modestly with Hashem. Okay. There are many, many interpretations that we're going to talk about with Hatzneh Lecha. This is only one little piece of it that I gave you today. There are many unusual sources in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and Chazal, in different places, that bring up fascinating, Even though I said that the word tznius only appears twice in the Torah, it appears many times in Chazal in ways that would surprise us tremendously. We're going to have to even stretch our brains a little bit to think, what does this scenario have to do with tznius? So the point that I wanted to make for today was that tznius is much wider than we think. It's one of the three main condensations of Taryag Mitzvos, according to Micha. And therefore, it's going to have a certain kind of very widespread definition. That definition is weeding out my ego, my ulterior motives, kind of doing things for higher purposes, for more real purposes, for more L'shem Shamayim purposes, and not letting my ego get in the way. That's the wide definition. Its manifestation is going to be very, very different in many different ways. And this mita is a mita that builds my pnimius, it builds my internality. It makes me a rich, deep person who's not superficial. And that's what we're going to deal with. I just want to end with a very funny story. I once gave this idea over that I just told you about the wedding and the self-talk and the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Tet. So it was a very interesting group. It's a group of grandmothers of senior citizens who were all, what they had in common was that they were all at a certain stage of life, and they used to talk about their grandchildren and everything, but some of them were religious and some of them were not religious at all. So one of the non-religious women comes over to me and she says to me, it's so interesting what the rabbi said about the fact about the going to the wedding and going to the funeral. She said, because many, many years ago, and this goes back around 60 years, she says to me, maybe even more, maybe 70 years. She said to me, I had an aunt. When I was a young girl, I had an aunt. Now, in today's jargon, you would say that aunt was very, very narcissistic and very, very selfish and into herself. But, you know, we didn't know words like narcissism then. And my father was once trying to explain to me why I dislike this aunt so much. And my father didn't know any Gemara. He didn't know the Talmud. But he said to me, you know why you don't like this aunt? Because she thinks that she's the bride at every wedding and she's the corpse at every funeral. That's why you don't like her so much. And I started laughing because in a certain way, her father was machaving to the Gemara. The Gemara is telling you, you're not the center at the wedding and at the funeral. And remember that you're the center with Hashem always. But remember your position when you're in a public place. And that's one aspect of tznius that we're dealing with today. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. And I think that the practical application that we could take home from this introduction is to try to figure out where am I very image conscious and how can I harness and sublimate that awareness of other people, what other people are thinking of me, and turn it into what is Hashem thinking of me. Because that's why I have that awareness in the first place. In order to encourage me to be conscious of Shivisi Hashem Kinegdi Tamid, Hashem is always in front of me. And he is noticing. The other people will forget in a second and don't really care about a lot of little details. But Hashem notices and he cares. And that's what I want to care about also. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Take care. And if you'll be joining us, I'm looking forward to joining the series next week. And we'll be developing the other aspects of tznius. Take care. Bye-bye.